How are you today, Steve?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Trucks and service.
It's in service.
Have you had an opportunity to use it?
I'm recording.
It's not a fire.
Okay.
But going out, call.
Okay.
So,
have you driven it?
I have.
No chance.
Is there somebody assigned to drive it?
Whoever's on duty. Looking off the blue today. If I'm driving,
I'm feeling blue.
You're going to be training driver.
I'm here. We throw all the training stuff for you. At a meeting and you know, pumping operations. It has a different style of pump on it. That's just the way it operates, as opposed to like a big throttle. It has a more of an electronic kind of stuff on it, like everything does nowadays.
Yeah. So it's easier.
So what is this, the Max 8 fire truck?
Exactly. But the.
It's easier to do. The technology improvements, but it's more.
I would think
user friendly.
It's you know how you asked me that. I'm going to give you an answer. I was used to the other one.
Yeah.
But the 20-somethings over there probably find it all a lot easier, right? Because now it's that button, big thing, you know. You know, I think that like throttle that moves left to right.
Yeah,
like buttons.
Sing with some of these,
Scott.
If I knew the words,
we know you can sing. I've heard you.
You have heard me sing. You've heard me sing the national anthem.
Well, let's
well,
hear
I've
it.
Also, I've also heard you sing various of the
Hebrew stuff.
Hebrew stuff.
That's different.
Yeah.
I think you've heard me sing more in Hebrew than in English.
You're a multi-talented
Brian, man. What I'm missing is the report and recommendation for you to sign. I'll have it after the meeting.
Okay.
I didn't say it.
Why are you?
I didn't print it.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Sorry.
I
didn't. What, like, where was that?
I don't have time to.
All the loud lizards. Lounge lizard favorites.
Yeah.
All right. Where did Steve go?
Can you put this over in my
restroom?
I think seat over there on the other side.
Are you there?
Over there he is.
Do you have some?
Maybe someone is. Someone has landscaping inside, right?
Yes, I'm not. All right, we'll call the meeting to order. May 7th, Planning and Zoning. Please call the roll.
Anthony Lazar.
Here.
Kathy Moran. Eric Newland.
Here.
Scott Lewis.
Here.
Brian Hitt.
Here.
Judd Klein.
Here.
Mayor Kathy Mulcahy.
All right. First item, 251 Lake Mead and Jim Proposa. Okay. Have a seat right up here. So this is the landscaping plan, which I think we have in front of us at this point, and everybody sees that Kathy has made some comments. And
they're very simple, easy comments on this, so nothing that can't be resolved.
Very good. So tell us about it.
Okay, on the plan itself with the dogwood, that's not a problem for me to extend that out. I mean, that's very 18 inches is 18. I mean, that's fine.
Okay.
That's not a problem. I'm just going with what the cut of the design is, but I could change it. That's sometimes when you do a job on these, you know, you're playing with about that deviation sometimes on bed shapes. So that is an easy resolve. The hinoki, I was going to use the variety that's a nana. It's a N-A-N-A, and that's a dwarf variety of the cypress. It only grows 6 to 8 feet. I don't know if I put that on this drawing. I just probably, because I was rushing to get this thing done to get here. Is it just to say... Okay, Gracilis compacta. The one variety I was going to use is Gracilis compacta nana, which is a dwarf. That's the dwarf variety of this Camel cypress.
And you didn't identify it on there?
I kind of rushed through this, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
If I may, I would ask if you respond to her comments in an email and we'll pass them on to her.
That's fine.
Just for clarity.
Yeah, not a problem, because that variety grows 6 to 8. And actually on the other job down the road that I'm doing for the 232 property, that's what I'm using there.
Okay, is that just this plant over here?
Well, it's kind of a weird pattern here. They change a couple of things, but yeah, there's an evergreen
there's
here.
One, and there's one here?
Yeah, one here and then one there, just to balance, to carry the flow across.
Just a couple of them.
Yeah, you have three.
What's this area right here?
That's
a mulch bed or something?
This is an existing walkway they put in.
Oh, is there a door over here or something?
Yes, there's a side door entry. So I wanted to carry the flow across. So you have an evergreen, evergreen, and evergreen, just to kind of carry it across. Some columnar.
What's this one here? This is a knockout rose?
Yes, and that'll fill that space nicely. Correct.
Just seems so cramped to put that one in here.
For what, the cam?
Well, just, you know, anything you put in there, it just seems like it's...
Well, that variety of hinoki, there's different ones. If you ever look, sometimes you see the real thin specialty ones. Mm-hmm. You could get the slender, or you could get the more of a tree, you know, a denser one. I'm getting the variety that's a very slender, so, and they're very... The root system's so fibrous, and you can actually keep it as a dwarf if you really want to snip it. It'll take to it, but that's not going to cause any kind of... it'll stay in its space. It's not going to be that big going
into these. It's not a big bed to stick it in the first place.
So you're not going to implement Kathy's suggestion here.
Well,
you're going to keep it as it is. Number one.
For the
hinoki false cypress.
I mean, I'm going to give her the idea of the nana variety, and if she doesn't like it, then I'll just change it up. It's not a big deal. Won't break the bank.
All right. I guess the other comment from the engineer was the curb cut. So this is not approved as a three.
Right, but I talked to him. I'm not involved in that. That's actually the builder on this. I have nothing to do with that part. I did talk to him about that.
Okay.
So I have nothing.
So is it done?
Yeah. Everything here, you would have to talk to the builder.
How wide is that curb cut right now?
I don't know there because it's still in the build process. Let me see.
Well, my question would be, does what he has to say here impact what we're approving?
No, because I think it's down here, and mine is just a simple plan arrangement.
Yeah,
I'm out
he's
of the way
he's
of
here
it.
To get approval from the planning. Mm-hmm. That item is shown on the drawing.
Obviously,
there was a concern. One of his concerns was how close this bed is coming to that swale on the property.
I thought it was at 4 feet. Let me see. Yeah, I'm at 4 feet. That's kind of where I was keeping it at. I could adjust it though. That bothers anybody.
He's saying the proposed plants along the north property line should be planted back enough to allow for drainage and not force the water onto the neighboring property. That's close to the high point, which means it should be forward and backwards from that point. So
correct. I could take it in a little bit.
Okay.
I could take it. I did. He didn't bring that up when I talked to him too much. But
yeah,
it was in
his second paragraph. So I guess just ultimately he's going to sign off on this in the field when it's done.
Yeah.
And so he's made, you know, he's put his marker down, make sure that you're not shedding water onto the neighbor's property.
When I'm done, he won't have any problems.
He just said, you know, he's
not a problem.
So what was the deal with the curb cut then?
The curb cut, as I read this, he's more concerned with the planning commission. Looking at this as whether or not it's precedent, we didn't approve this, all right? And so, A, it's going to have to be considered. But Planning Commission, I think he wants to look at whether or not this precedence of of a three-car wide driveway on a road that isn't that wide is a good idea. That's how I read it.
Well, they already put it in. That's the thing.
That doesn't mean they get to keep it.
Oh, gotcha.
If that's not what's been approved,
right,
doesn't mean they get to keep it.
So
understood.
And what we're approving here, I mean, if
we approve the landscaping plan, it has nothing to do with.
Right. I think we need to make clear.
We should make clear that in the motion. That
yeah.
That's even though it's shown as a three-car, this is not being intended.
I'd rather use the words as well and make it clear that we're not approving the wide curb cut.
The design, I mean, if you're going to take it in, I mean, it's not going to.
Did you scale the curb cut?
Let's see. I went exactly with his the drawing. Yeah. About 31, almost 32 feet.
Because we have a 24 foot is maximum, isn't it?
You know,
let me see where it.
I don't know that there's a formal.
That's the width of the driveway.
Mm-hmm. Speeds things up.
Yeah.
I got to go back and look at it.
Right, but the whole width is 32 feet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's about 32.
The way it's shown is wider than the required maximum driveway width.
Right.
32 feet.
The way he's showing it on that, if that's the way it is, I mean, obviously, it's showing you that it's a three-car driveway all the way up to the house.
If the curb cut is narrowed, is this landscape plan still proportionate?
What they would probably want to do with it is. I don't think that they would lose the driveway. I don't think this would change at all. I think that they would end up having to do because they still need to get access into the garages. So they're somehow going to have to.
They'll probably swing this side of the driveway in.
Bring it in somehow so they can dive into that.
And we'll just flare it out.
That also might alleviate some of the pressure here if you're concerned about whether this is. Given
no, because that's
grow.
Still going to be
still
the same
the driveway.
Because the garage door is between here and here,
right.
And then between here and here. So that's not going to change. But what they may end up doing is flaring this in,
okay,
so that it meets the width requirement, mm-hmm. and not have the curb cut as wide. Mm-hmm.
All right, so why don't we just deal with the
we're dealing with the landscaping
here first.
But
yes.
We just need to include in the language of it that approval of this landscape plan does not grant approval for the curb cut as shown.
And you got that. Pretty good.
Okay. You guys like everything else?
Yeah. All right. Is there a motion?
Sure. I'd like to make a motion to approve the plans as submitted by Mr. Fazio to... with the incorporation of Kathy Moran's comments on your alternates.
Sure.
And notwithstanding that this proposal does not include any approval to the driveway as depicted.
It falls under
a separate contract.
I think it also ought to acknowledge the engineer's comment to assure proper drainage along the north property line.
It's a little bit of catch-22 because Kathy wanted a little further from the house.
Yeah.
And the engineer wants a little bit in.
I'm listening to the engineer on this one.
Yeah. I know what Kathy does because you've got a number of plants there and she wants to give that a little more space.
But I'm more concerned about the
drainage.
The neighbor and the drainage issue.
Yeah, that becomes more of an issue that we would have to deal with as a community.
I don't think a foot or 18 inches is going to be too much of an obstacle to get over. I think we have some room to play.
Is there a second?
Second.
Very good. Any other comments? All right, please call the roll.
Lazar.
Yes.
Newland.
Yes.
Lewis.
Yes.
Hitt.
Yes.
Klein.
Yes.
Very good. Good luck.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Thanks, guys.
Uh-huh.
Have a good one. Thank you for the concert, too.
We have that every other week.
No, we don't. The last time I played, I was playing Christmas Carol.
All right, so just real quickly then, I think we should address the engineer's, again, just give some feedback to that and to the engineer, whether or not that's something that we're looking at.
switch with Cogman?
The driveway?
So I understand you don't have the hard cap in the S1 district, but you have in the U1A district. U1A, you're limited to 20 feet by ordinance. The S1 district, you have driveways and access roads as approved by the commission. So what we may have here is they built it other than as was approved.
And they'll have to resubmit.
And they'll have to resubmit. And then, I mean, you don't have to
so
make
it could
a decision
be, it
tonight.
Could be potentially approved.
You don't have them in front of you tonight. Mm-hmm. They could make the case as to why they need it, and they should be here to be able to do that.
Okay.
So I'll touch base with them.
So you're going to basically tell them that that's not approved, and
right.
They're going to have to come in with a
mm-hmm. right.
meet the required,
meet the approved plan. So I want for the approved plan. So cut it out.
Are there any three-car garages approved in Lakes of Orange yet?
Oh, yes.
There are?
Yes. Okay. And a number of them have that. Some of them have the three-car wide draw. It's not that it's completely unique. Most of them don't.
Are the roads there wider than the road that is...
These are all private roads.
Yeah,
but I don't think any of them exceed 25 feet.
Okay,
including
because
it
was a concern. Okay, because you mentioned something about this road is not is narrower than the driveway. I was wondering whether there are other roads which are greater or wider.
None of them are going to be 30 feet wide.
I'm not quite sure that the road width has really any bearing.
It was an interesting comparison I haven't heard before.
Yeah. It, however, it is wider than the roadway. It weighs about 24 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Back curve.
Yes. So it is, but you don't see that as any kind of an issue, huh?
I don't see
why right.
It would necessarily be an issue other than the fact that it wasn't approved that way.
Right. All right. Moving on. Second item. 421 Crystal Lake.
Thank you.
Hey guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you guys?
Good.
Okay.
How wide is your driveway?
I'll tell them.
Interesting you ask. It's a three-car garage.
So so obviously, I think you mentioned this last time, this particular house here, right? So this, the engineer is basically saying that, that construction cannot start on this house until the road is complete.
Correct.
Okay. Which begs the question, why are you looking for approval if the road's not going to be done?
Well, we're just trying to, we're trying to get through the administrative process so that we can be ready to start upon completion of the roads.
I suspect there's no real reason that they couldn't get that.
Well, I mean, in theory, he might have to change the house.
There's
because the road is coming.
Because the engineer is saying that, basically where he's going to set the house and the height and everything else is all determined on the road, right? So wherever he's planning on putting this thing could be different than when the road is in.
Yeah, but isn't the road already staked?
Right. I mean, we're basing it off of the plot plan, the improvement plans as to the height we're setting the home. So unless there's some sort of significant adjustment, we would need to adjust accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, we're trying to get ourselves through the administrative approval process so that we're ready to commence construction just as soon as we're able. So just as the last home submitted, we're not expected to start before that. We are trying to get the roads paved. I should say Randy is. The target was 5/15. They're not done yet. Two sunny days, three dry days, and so I'm wondering what's going on with that. But we're trying to deliver a commitment to our homeowners to deliver our homes by a certain month, essentially, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, home buyers often have leases that are expiring, or they have other arrangements already in place. So we sell a window of delivery months with a sweet spot, so to speak, and we're trying to follow through with
Okay. So I guess I hear you saying that the road is actually under construction at this time.
Yeah, the road is stabilized. The road just needs proof rolled and paved, basically.
Okay. If I may, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Two things. First with the road and then with the site plan. As far as the road is concerned, I have been in close contact with the village engineer. Because of the weather, we can't specify dates when he thinks they're going to be ready, but we're probably still looking at a couple of weeks out before the road is done, to the point where he would sign off on it to allow the necessary traffic. I don't anticipate, but one of the early discussions, one of the early possibilities was a proposal to go through the village engineer to have a construction drive put in place across the other front yards to lead to the first 430, which has already been approved, to allow for construction. There's been no further discussion of that, so I don't think that's any on the table anymore, but just so that you know, unless we got something like that, it is true that it could not proceed without approval of the road, but there is an opportunity, possibility that we might allow construction to be instead. So,
but right now, the road is, it's got the base course in.
It's stabilized. It just hasn't, yeah.
Right. So they're a couple of weeks away, and depending on it's all up to you guys and Randy as to what you propose. But
yeah, stabilization is the tricky part. That's once that's complete, you're. So when you say 2 weeks beyond, you're saying there's a cure period or something after it's poured, and then
before trucks would be allowed to.
And what's that timeline?
My understanding from Brian yesterday was that they would be setting the curb form so that within a few days. The curbs would be done, he was looking at probably a couple of weeks from that before it would actually be ready. So we talked to Randy and get back to me, but right now that's the timeline. If I and however quickly they do it, it's great. But,
well, I mean, it says here in his letter, road grades and casting grades have not been verified. Proposed contours are not shown on the plan.
Okay, yes, and if I may, moving on to the second question, which is the site plan. Right. This site plan can't be actually completed because they don't have the roads in place to compare these grades to.
As an as-built condition.
So this is, so that the reason that this plan is not approved is that it has no contours. The reason it has no contours is because they have nothing to take the contours from as a formal final design proposal.
But so, to me,
so that will be
begs the question, why is it here? How can you approve something?
It's not approved. It's all predicated off of the engineered solution.
So they would be at risk, and if there is a material change from what's presented here, they'd have to come back and get approval.
And the question
Correct.
Right
they're
now
asking is, for they're asking for conditional approval. Based upon
the footprint is
what the expected right. conditions are going
right.
to be.
Right, the footprint won't change.
The footprint's
right.
going to change.
The grading hasn't been approved, and so if the Planning Commission was inclined to approve this on the condition that the final engineer approved the upcoming, the forthcoming revised site plan without anything significant changing, then you could do that, I think.
That makes the most sense to me.
That way they get it to us, Brian can sign off on it, nothing has changed substantially, and we can allow it to proceed as soon as the road is.
Well, I think there's an incredible efficiency value to have this back into just an administrative action when the final documents are available and the survey is completed. And you can come back and work just with the engineer with you, and they don't have to come here and go through this and get into our
right.
into our train.
And keep in mind, this is just for this, really, for this one, because and the one that was previously approved, because those are still
so everything
after this, we'll have roads for them to provide the complete
Right.
Judge, you know, my question would be, if it's so efficient, why don't we just do it all the time?
I don't know.
Because the roads are always in.
Yeah, most are always in. We can't control Mother Nature. It's going to rain a lot.
Just because the road isn't in.
Yeah. Why don't put the road
question?
In.
This is a totally new development. The roads have not been put in here yet. But most of the other homes that we see and approve.
We do developments all the time here. That's all we've been doing is developments.
We'll have the law director.
Yes. We'll have more.
John, you'll need to get the chair's recognition.
Well, it's about the chair.
Go ahead, Scott.
It's about the chair.
Go ahead, Scott. You have plenty of time.
If the acting chair is uncomfortable presenting this to us tonight for a vote.
I'm not uncomfortable, Scott. Okay? I am just bringing up the point of how we do business here.
And the
issue that I keep preaching here of, you know, what comes first.
The purpose of my question then has been fulfilled. We're going to have to discuss.
You want to make a motion?
We're going to have a discussion of the House.
Okay.
But I just want to make sure that it was not premature tonight to have that discussion.
All right. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
That's
pretty Freddy.
Go ahead.
So this typical plan, is usually, this is a deck, and you fill this in, this is a sunroom, an enclosed room again.
Yes. Can I back up for 1 second? I just want to run through a little bit of just default information so Karen can get it on the books. Is that okay? So just tonight presenting a 3,616 square foot two-story home. Full unfinished basement with four bedrooms and a loft, 3.5 bath with a sunroom and a vaulted gathering room. So to answer your question, Judge, sorry about that. I just wanted to get that out of the way. Typically, this plan in its standard format would have an alcove at the back center of the home. Mm-hmm. That's a covered scenario. With a patio or a deck, depending on the grading behind it. In this instance, we've filled that space in with a sunroom, so to speak. So that'll be an inside living condition. So a flush wall at the back.
Generous linen closet in the guest bedroom for six.
Yes.
The wine house.
Huh. Whatever.
No problem.
Yeah. I do have
from a plan standpoint, now, because I want to redesign your plan, mm-hmm. it might make more sense to make that the shower and then add some space into the, you know, into the master bedroom and put a smaller linen closet.
Mm-hmm. Bit of amenity in there.
Yeah. So I'm the next adjacent to the WC.
Yeah.
See, that would help you, Keith, because there is a discrepancy in your left elevation. The window in bathroom 6 is missing, and it's a different size than the 3060 out of bedroom 6. And that kind of throws off your eyebrow because the window really isn't centered on that eyebrow, and you have sort of an odd-shaped window next to it. And I'm wondering how you want to revisit that little condition there. If you want to combine the windows under one eyebrow, or that eyebrow roof overhang just goes away in this case.
So you're discussing the left elevation, the gable feature towards the rear of the home, right?
Yeah.
We're showing a 1040 window. I would propose we match the floor plan and have it as a 2040 window. That's above the toilet.
Let's see. The one in bedroom 6?
Yes.
Okay.
There are a couple other corrections I'd like to point out on this plan as well. I didn't realize that one was there, but on the right-hand elevation, we're showing at the garage service door there, we're showing that canopy with corbels. That is not that was not selected by the homeowner. That was on the print by way of error.
Gotcha.
Another item, want to be sure clear to explain that we're doing. At the front elevation, the steps from the lead walk leading up to the front door, we will ensure that porch step is the width of both the front door assembly slab as well as the side lights.
Make note of that anyways.
Yep. And then finally, on the floor plans, the 3x3 concrete stoops with a step shown off the back of the sunroom will not be installed, as well as the 3x3 stoop concrete indicated at the service door of the garage. It'll just be the doors.
What are you going to do there?
What's that?
What are you going to do there to get to grade?
Well, we would propose either putting our guards up, or if that's unacceptable, we could do... It is a full basement, so it's only 16 inches off the ground. So, you know, if you guys required a landing and steps, I don't think we've been doing that thus far, but if that was a requirement, we assume do that out of decking material.
Well, that would... You're talking about for the sunroom piece?
For the sunroom piece, yeah.
What about next?
For the garage, it's that grade. It doesn't require a step.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're just going to step out onto the grass?
Yeah.
Step
from the garage? Grass.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, the homeowner will propose, I'm sure, a landscape plan.
Yeah. You know. Probably a little sidewalk around.
Probably
the
be a little
garage.
Sidewalk.
Yeah. This is a typical condition that we would have done on any other home.
Right.
It's just it's an error from the cast.
Similar to what we just looked at for the landscape plan on the previous house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You look perplexed.
No.
No. Okay.
Talk about design is a lot.
Status quo for me. Appearing perplexed.
Just for clarification, since the landscape plan can come any time in the next year, what I'm having them do at the point of occupancy is either bring that grade up to the garage, this man door, no more than 8 1/4 inch drop, or a gravel base.
Something that's there.
Just something so that
it's a landing pad.
A safe landing.
We just haven't poured concrete. The disadvantage of pouring concrete there is you're in the overdig area from the excavation, so you're likely to settle out there. So it's just not. It's not ideal.
Yeah. At least until the landscaping is resolved, there's a short term, a couple of good options that we're pushing in the requirements.
Very good.
So,
can we go back and talk about the. Get back to the elevations again a second. Talk about the left side.
Yeah, because, for one, I don't know that I addressed your question. Were you saying there's a discrepancy at... Because I'm actually seeing...
I'm seeing the window on left elevation from bedroom number six, but not the bathroom window.
Yeah. I want to be clear then. Above the soaker tub in the owner's suite, there will be a 2-foot-tall, 4-foot-wide window centered on that gable feature.
Yeah, that's a hopper window.
And that makes sense.
It's a fully operational single hung window. There's a 2-foot-wide, 4-foot-tall window. Toilet that also needs to be shown here. So I wanted to be clear about that.
I'm just curious if that affects that eyebrow to the right of that.
I gotcha.
I'm thinking in this case, maybe that just goes away. It seems a little bit tight in there. The windows are different sizes. I'm not sure if that helps articulate the facade at all.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, any other comments? I'm just going to have some more when he gets back.
I mean,
to mention it's not on center, so.
Right.
Which we'd be happy to move it on center because it's just a build over, so it's
it
not.
Is. You're crunching closer to your face at here,
right?
Which probably isn't the deal.
Right.
That kind of destroys the proportionality, anyways, of it. So, I mean, your options are to keep it there and to make the windows consistent and do one bigger gable, but I don't think that helps you. I think in this case, you just get rid of it.
Okay.
And just keep your windows as indicated.
and if they're both 204Os or 304Os.
So which one, you're getting rid of the window?
No.
Rid of the gable, the eyebrow.
Yeah, the fake gable.
We were just discussing that, the introduction of a 204O and that coupled with this, we're not sure that this feature does anything for us. We could recenter it also, but then it's hugging pretty tight to here.
I think you're better off making this one a little more substantial to the extent that you can, because you got this other window up there.
That's the problem. It's sort of pinned in there, but
you don't have it here. Thank you.
Keith, what eyebrow gable are you getting rid of?
It would be the left. It would be the left elevation, the eyebrow gable closest to the front of the house.
Okay.
And so it's this one.
Okay.
And you'll reset.
Yes, sir.
It's molten. Just about.
All right. Anybody? Judge, do you have some more comments? Okay. Colors?
I have something else I'd like to discuss on the site plan, if I could.
Okay.
Or if you guys want to go through the colors first, just get out of the way.
It's your show.
Okay, let's get the colors out of the way, I guess. So I have an updated one for you. I think your old one doesn't discuss the mega grage for a garage door. So in any event, colors. So I've got the one sheeter here for you. I've got swatches as well if you want to see them, but this usually is the easiest to go through. So the brick is Cedar Creek. So Cedar Creek brick. Accessible beige is the horizontal siding, which is this lighter. The shingles are your typical weathered wood. Shutters are brown.
Do you hold up a third?
seven homes in Aurora last one night. It was amazing. I wish I had like 30 arms.
Were those over at the Hawthorne?
Hawthorne, Belgiani, and Barrington. Yeah. Yep. The trim is mega grayish, this sort of darker brown on the bottom here. And the garage door is also the mega grayish to match. The entry door is cyberspace.
Just a quick question for you on this. You have shutters on the one window above the garage door, but you don't have shutters on any of the other windows. Does it make sense to not have them at all? Or just to have on that one window?
Typically, I would say yes. Let me double check it and see what's going on.
I like the shutters in that one window.
What's that?
I like the shutters in the one.
I think
definitely not the others.
I think why it can make sense here. Ordinarily, I would say all shutters or none, right? But in this scenario, it still makes good architecture sense to me because you wouldn't have a shutter that can close itself on a double or a triple.
Right.
But on the single, that it would, and it's otherwise helping to cover some space up, so to fill the space a little bit in that reverse gable. So I would propose to keep it. For those reasons.
I don't have an objection to it. It just seemed odd to me that you had shutters on that, but nothing else.
Yeah.
None on the others.
Okay.
But if you ever do put shutters on a triple window, I will cry inside.
I will, too.
For the record, if I see it.
I'll open with it. There's error on the blueprints.
They're probably 12 inches wide also.
Oh, no.
No, that wouldn't be, that wouldn't be good at all.
Not very believable.
Yeah. All right. So I did have I was hopeful I could discuss something with the site planning on this lot, and to the extent you guys are willing to bless this project with an approval with the option to execute a condition, and that condition is. The homeowner is requesting, begging, if you will, for us to move the house back 10 feet. They'd like to have a longer driveway. And ordinarily, especially with homes so close, I would contest that that's going to offset this house from the adjacent homes in a manner that is not appealing from a streetscape. But in this case, on the arc of the street and the location here, I put together an exhibit to show you that I don't think it has an impact at all. And I think
it's kind of the apex. That sort of helps you.
It does. In fact, I think it aligns the rear of the homes much better. So I thought I would just pass this exhibit around so you could see, and to the extent you're willing to.
Well, but that would necessitate a side yard setback variance.
Everything fits. Yep. We would. We've checked everything. No. There's no
variance.
No variance in the side yards. No.
Okay. Because I was looking at this. Oh, what am I looking at? This is 12 8 here, 14 here. Mm-hmm.
That's
just the property line.
Property line.
So that's the other hop.
Yeah. Right. And you need 20 feet
building separation. Right. Yes, we wouldn't compromise that. It wouldn't change the condition of the foundation. It wouldn't change the condition of the dirt.
The only concern I think I would have is at some later date when the landscape plan doesn't come in, how that might encroach. You know, because that's tightening up the swale mm-hmm. between the two houses a mm-hmm. little bit, and that means when they put a bed around here, yep. how that will, particularly on this side, how that will impact the grade. So they just have to be attentive to it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I would go back to the idea that the house is no closer than 20 feet, which 20 feet is the case in many circumstances, and that. So for all those other homeowners, we'd have the same comments, right? And there's no extenuating circumstance about this home after moving it back 10 feet, other than the fact that it's
this placed. House, is this house here?
No.
This house is
This is the new phase. So these aren't even, these are
exactly.
just models.
These are just proposed.
Yeah.
So when this client builds that house, these two houses be built yet?
Or correct.
Timing?
Correct.
So when they come in and say, we want a 30-foot drive, do you have the ability to do something with them, too? Can you paint the brush evenly?
Deeper
driveway.
Well, I think it makes sense for a certain... Where they are in the arc of the street here, I think it makes sense. And I don't... We wouldn't... we'd always look at it for the benefit of our customer, but to the extent it's going to disturb the streetscape in a negative way or... create some sort of awkward dirt balance condition.
Those things can be dealt with. All I'm thinking about is you've got this house is preceding these two houses here. When this customer's driveway would say, me too. And can you do it?
Yeah, I don't think it's anything we can't overcome.
This
geometrically, you're asking? Yes,
yeah.
We can.
Yeah, this one looks doable.
Yeah.
This one... looks a little less doable.
Yeah, this one is definitely doable. What I would argue too is that if we were, and it's all about if that ever comes up, but I think I would probably argue to say that we would want to, if we move this one back 10 feet, we would probably want to stagger ourselves back up to the property line. So I would entertain going no further than 5 feet back on the adjacent lots. But I don't think it's anything we can't overcome. You know, I think.
If I may keep in mind, 55 is a corner lot. Right, so that's.
Mm-hmm.
You may not be able to move that one as much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In any case,
supposing that somebody wants to do that. I'm just bringing that in as a, you know, that could be a situation that we have to deal with later on. Mm-hmm. What we do.
Right. So you're going to. I think that's fine. I don't think there's any problem with that. Now, you would have to submit a new drawing here.
Yeah, my hope would be that we could get approval with the option to move the house back 10 feet pending final engineering approval.
Okay.
And we have to develop the grades anyway, so.
Right.
So yes. You're going to have a new site plan regardless of what... whether we move the house back or stays where it is. So.
Yeah.
And that will help your driveway to not have a 34-foot apron.
What's that?
And sliding that house back will also not
result in a 34-foot wide curb cut.
No, the curb cut dimension would be the same. Yeah, we would still have a 16-foot wide approach. Yeah.
Perfect. And then you just flare out.
Yeah, the geometry of the apron. We would just extend the throat of the driveway.
Right.
The
extent. Okay. Right. So it makes it easier to get into this entire space.
Yes.
Yep. Works for me.
So.
I have an objection to it. How would we include that? Is that something we would include in the motion?
Well, I mean, that's what I was saying. Chairman. I kind of think that we would need to have a new plan for that. All right.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay. Maybe we could include it in the motion. Yes.
So that would undergo administrative approval through engineering review.
We're doing a lot of these administrative approvals. You can see where I would be at this one.
He's an administrator.
So we're good with that?
We're bureaucrats. That's what we do.
Are we good with that?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. Very good. All right. Any other topics?
That's it, sir.
Okay.
Comments?
Call it, I mean, no, we need a motion.
We
don't
have a motion.
We don't have a motion.
So let's begin with. Somebody want to make a motion?
Make a motion. Let me ask, if I may, I'm sorry. No, just a minute ago. The width on the driveway, given the village engineer's comments on the previous landscaping thing, this is what's being proposed. I mean, we really don't have any comments back to him on what the overall concerns are for the house. I will ask him to clarify, but I just wanted to make sure that everybody is aware that this was essentially what he was warning about on the landscape.
Well, I think our motion should focus on approval of the building and the architecture, and then and that site plan is subject to review and approval by the engineer, and may move back. Up to 10 feet.
But he still, see, this is proposed as a 34-foot width driveway.
Right.
So it just as the previous one.
But we're not giving an approval on the site plan right now.
Correct. We're not approving the 34-foot driveway. That's what I wanted to be clear about.
Right.
That will be, we may get negative comments back from the village engineer on that point, and so. That may have to come back anyways.
See, why don't we just wait?
To the extent it needs to come back, I don't know that we're willing to be able to do that.
Okay. Well, what's your...
That's why I'm requesting a motion to approve with the option of moving the house back up to 10 feet pending village engineer approval.
That's not answering.
And I think everybody was generally okay with that, what I heard. But it's the width of the driveway that we haven't had a discussion about with the village engineer. We had it brought up in a prior case.
Because this would necessitate an amendment to the development plan.
No. Because if the planning commission still has the authority to approve, it's not a U1 or U1A.
Okay.
Which has that limited width on the drive center. Planning can approve what it chooses. And the question that Brian raised earlier for our consideration was, is this a precedent that we're okay with? He just wants us to, if we're going to set it, he wants us to know we're setting it.
So how do we approve the house, which has in its drawings, a three-car garage without also tacitly approving the width of the driveway?
There's a number of the driveways that are two-car entrances, and they fan out into the third car.
Flare out the third car.
So
which
that
is possible for this.
It is possible.
Yeah, I would argue that the... I'm sorry.
No, I said, so we actually can craft a motion that doesn't amount to approval of the wider driveway, the wider curb cut. We can approve everything, including moving the house back 10 feet.
Yes, I think so. And you can approve it with the 34-foot wide driveway. I just wanted to make sure that was being done, intentionally.
But again, we don't have the engineer's comments here as to why. And there might be a very good reason why he wants to And if you want to further complicate life,
keep
it at 24 feet.
Yes, I agree. That's why we need to be careful as to what we're approving.
The easier it is to narrow the entrance. You've got more room. So having it as forwarded as it is now is a greater impetus to allowing the wider driveway as opposed to the other way around.
So that was going to be my next question is, are you stating that there's a fundamental concern with the width of the driveway in a three-car garage in this community, and more specifically on this lot?
Here's the problem. They're not actually permitted anywhere else in any other zoning districts, and so this is kind of a...
Well, let me ask a different question, though. Are they permitted in this zoning district?
They are permitted if Planning Commission expressly chooses to allow them. They have the right to allow them.
Okay.
So, yes.
But we have decided, as a general rule, that we don't like wider driveways.
I guess I would... Yeah, I mean, there's a legitimate hardship. Well, there's a hardship, right? I mean, you can't exit, you can't enter and exit the third car garage unless you have this width of driveway, because the throat of the driveway is so short that you don't have that ability to fan it out. However, if we can approve it to move it back 10 feet, you've got a better opportunity to do that in this scenario, and we will certainly look at that as part of the revised submittal. But I would still entertain the idea that can be done administratively through engineering review and not require another Planning Commission meeting.
And I don't disagree with that.
Well, and of course I do, but again, that's just my opinion on that.
Again, if I may, keep in mind that if you have a 25-foot setback, you really can't widen the driveway, come in and swing out to get in that.
Yeah, you can't.
Just is not. So our 25-foot setback for the front of these garages is setting the wider width on the apron. There's really no real rational choice. Where you've got a setback, like in all the U1s where it's 100 feet, right? You've got all the room. Those narrow that driveway entrance because you've got all the room in the world.
You'll flare it out at the
right,
at
and you get that. In
we'll
prior
codes
that I dealt with, it said you could only widen it to the couple feet past the width of the driveway. It would only be 11 feet wide in the driveway, and then you could widen it as necessary. And the way that I have worked as necessary out is basically you need at least 30 feet to back out straight and then slowly begin your turn. You don't even have that to back out straight. You know, so in fact, the more I think about this, we really don't have an awful lot of choice if we're going to allow three-car garages, but to allow the three-car aprons at 25-foot
But so far, right. The other homes all have 24-foot wide.
No. Hmm. No. They don't. There are a few down there that are greater than that. In this development, well, this is the second house in this development. I don't remember if the first one had a two-car garage or not, for 340. But in Tahoe Trail, there are a couple of three cars there.
Yeah, with a 24-foot wide driveway. Right.
Well, right. No. I don't any of those that have a three-car wide, they can't have a 24-foot wide driveway. The more that I think about this, I think this is something that the village engineer it's caught his eye. But it's not, these have been approved before. They had to have been, but we've got three-car garages 20 feet back from the street.
Yeah. The logic of having it match the garage width.
Right.
So
I
doesn't
I,
make sense.
Don't mean to change my mind as I go, but the more I look at this,
So Keith, you don't do you know for a fact?
I haven't driven through the community through that lens to observe that.
We just
but
a bunch of driveways.
Right, but I know how close the homes are. I know the 25-foot setback, and
like every other one is
it's a geometry discussion about how do you circulate a vehicle from one side to the other in such a short amount of distance when you've got a fan.
Put in a turntable.
This is the motion that I have now. Subject to review and approval by the village engineer, with the option moving the house back 10 feet pending engineer approval.
Up to 10 feet.
Up to 10 feet. Okay. That's what the motion states.
Colors as noted. And the eyebrow, elimination of the forward eyebrow.
on the left elevation and stair to match the door opening at the front entrance. Door width.
Do you want to? Do we need to address the plan errors at all, or no?
Plan errors.
Actually, the 204 window.
I'll have that in the notes.
Yeah. Okay. You could actually have Brian can initial. Brian Keith can initial the corrections in the plan. That's what the mayor often does.
Okay.
You draw it in the spot.
I can do that.
So it would be interesting to note, Bob, if we already have proof, 34-foot stretch.
We need somebody to make a motion in a second.
yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. We need a second. I'm sorry.
We need a... Did you make a motion?
Oh, I made the motion.
Okay. Second.
Thank you.
Just do as I have a second.
All right.
There's one.
Anything else? Any other discussions on this? Okay, call
the
roll.
Lazar.
Yes.
Newland.
Yes.
Lewis.
Yes.
Pitt.
No.
Klein.
Yes.
You know it's based on you just don't want to charge the $4.
Exactly.
Just want to make sure what I...
There's nothing wrong with this house.
It's fine. I report to God for it.
Yes.
Yes. There are three previous home sites with three car garages.
There are.
Yes.
I knew there was. I could think of it.
Yeah.
So the question already has kind of been answered.
Yeah. Precedent has been set.
Right.
Good point.
I think it's just something that caught Brian's eye this time because it was just a preliminary review.
So that begs the question then, because we're happy to entertain. I still don't know that we're not on the 30-foot rule. We're not going to have yet 6 feet to work with, basically. But if you want us entertaining it, you know, now we're introducing something different than we've done. So if you guys want me to resubmit with the drive just straight like we show it now, but the additional length, we're happy to do that as well.
Well, that was always the discussion is that how much pavement. In the previous discussions about these width wide driveways, we're putting so much pavement down. If you do.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah.
And I think the rule of thumb is if you're over 30 feet, you can the rule you explained. You need 30.
The rule I explained is from a prior code in another city. What I was saying is ours was less, the language didn't say. It said you had to have a minimum width, a maximum width of the driveway, and you could fan out to the garage,
yeah.
But only as much as necessary. And so I said 30 feet from the front of the garage back, and then 45 degrees to back down to the width of the driveway.
Yeah.
That was functional.
And that's what I'm saying.
It's not a rule. It's just
right.
What I tried to make sense of.
And I'm saying if that's a functional guideline, mm-hmm. you're left with 6 feet to do your fanning. So you really, you just have an awkward...
Right.
It just,
it something
would,
like that.
It wouldn't look...
And frankly, I never... Where I had those that were open, well, had less than 10 feet out to the...
It'll only take one 16-year-old to drive over the grass and you'll be done with it.
So. Widen that out. We'll notice when we'll
say, why did they do this?
Well, here's the question I have, Keith. So when you start plowing these streets, right, and you're going to build up, you know, X amount of snow on each side of these streets, that certainly is going to be a limiting factor on just the fact of the driveways and those types of things that are there. I mean, I would see this being very tight to pull in some of these cases with these driveways.
What, the edge down, the snow accumulating?
Yeah, the snow accumulating on the mm-hmm. you know, basically the street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how do you plan on, because these are private roads, right? That's another issue, private roads. I could get on that one.
Yeah. Well, I think you just have to keep pushing the snow until it's in the in betweens, right?
These driveways that you, well, if you were looking at the other map, you saw how close they were.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No, not a place to put snow.
Well, yeah.
But then you also have the snow that you're pushing out of those driveways
right.
accumulating on either side.
On either side, too. Right.
You know, so it's just going to be a snow game. You know, the street plow is going to push it one way, the driveway plow is going to push it another. They'll deal with it.
Front end loader.
Hmm?
No, it's a private road.
Right.
Now, we'll have to deal with it when we show up with our fire truck, but that's going to be a problem.
At 34 feet wide, we have a better opportunity to shovel it at an angle off the side.
Yeah, that's true.
The front yard.
Yeah. All right, did we do everything here?
We're good.
We're good, okay.
We're good.
Good luck.
Thanks, Pete.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Yep. You didn't bring Dorian Gray this stuff.
No.
Maybe next week.
All right, guys. And you're here for?
They don't know about that yet.
Oh, okay.
It's a surprise.
Really?
You really are killing me.
I know, I am.
You are just killing
me. We're just winging it. We're just winging it.
Steve, don't you have any control of these people?
Just watching a baseball game. You know.
What, I mean, the building department is out of control.
It is. It is completely out of control.
This is what I have to get.
How's your little project coming?
All right. Item number 3, report and recommendation. This is the barbed wire fence.
This is
there are, I will say to you that I actually did go around and find some barbed wire fences in 3 or 4 different places.
Really?
Yeah.
Besides Beach Park?
Yep.
I saw the Beach Park.
You do not have the most recent version. There's an as amended that adds the language except as required by state law.
Oh.
So there may be circumstances, I'm told, that there are requirements under state law that you must have barbed wire fences.
Yes.
You're telling me.
I am telling you that, yes.
So
I looked that up. The code from the state law that says you can't have barbed wire then says except as referred to, and I looked at those. Those are basically.
So the ordinance that should be in front of you and is not is ordinance number 2019-14 as amended.
Okay. Basically, like power stations, railroad. I'm trying to. Those are the two that I remember seeing in the references, examples.
And the ones that are out there now would be grandfathered.
Yes.
Right. So, like I said, I did find 3 or 4. The one right down there by the pumping station, on Miles Road.
Yeah.
His barbed wire.
So where's the except as required by state law? That's what you have.
That's in the ordinance as amended, which was
distributed to council,
sent to council after first reading.
Yeah. Got it.
Could you clarify further what you mean by maintain? What's the definition of that? What are you referring to as far as are you saying it? There's currently a barbed wire fence in place. You cannot replace the barbed wire. Are you saying that? It has to be taken down. I mean, I'm not quite sure what we're getting at with that statement. Yes.
Page 4.
Anyway. Also at the bottom. B.
I took it from the original language, it's erect or maintain any fence charged with electrical current. And I think that's the way it appears in other people's codes.
So as part of the zoning code, they would not be able to replace it with a new barbed wire fence just because it pre-existed.
Yeah.
I would argue that would be. Well, you could continue to maintain it, but you could not say, okay, time to put up a new one.
Putting up a new one is erecting one.
Well, it's restringing the wire on an existing facility.
Right. I deal with this in fences that are non-compliant now, where somebody, has a section that rots, mm-hmm. or somebody drives through it. Mm-hmm. That's a maintenance, not an installation. So you get into parsing the words and that kind of thing. So I would argue that kind of, I would talk to the law director about whether or not I was, reading that correctly or applying it correctly.
I mean, hypothetically, I have a barbed wire fence. a section breaks off, it's kind of hanging off the fence, now we have barbed wire spinning down. I go to replace it, you say, no, I can't maintain that, so I just leave it alone?
Well, and again, I would argue that is repairing.
Repair.
You know, that you're not replacing, you know, 100 feet of fencing and putting back up. I would say that would be maintaining a pre-existing non-conforming.
So how does the maintain apply?
Let me do this. Let's turn this to the next meeting. It won't impact anything.
Okay.
And let me look at the law on that issue. You've stumped the band. I don't know the answer to your question.
It seems like there's a lot of vague.
Is there a prize for that?
Yeah, you should get something.
That's right up there with the guy that won Jeopardy.
$1 million.
So I guess your charge is to flesh out the word maintain. What is maintained and what is erect?
And what's repair?
I'll just see if it's been addressed.
To my mind, repair sounds a lot more like maintain than it does erect. But how many different verbs can we come up with that say pretty much the same thing and we have nuance? Yeah, we can,
mm-hmm. All right. Next week or next meeting.
Next meeting.
Next
or we
meeting.
Could use the Herb Braverman language.
What's the Herb Braverman
meeting?
We all had from the
as possible. That'll be fine. All right, so you have some surprise for us.
Surprise. These are some
late
modifications to the Lapine.
Didn't we just approve some modifications?
We did.
Okay, I think we have to add this to the agenda. So I think I need a motion from somebody to add this to the agenda. Is that correct there, Mr. Law Director?
If you want to do that, rather than just doing it by unanimous consent and addressing it, that's what you would do.
Is there a unanimous consent?
Oh, I was about to make the motion.
If there's a motion, you don't need unanimous consent.
I was going to make a motion for the consideration of modifications to the Lapine House at 4140 Cambridge Court and have it added to the agenda.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Call the roll.
Lazar.
Yes.
Newland.
Yes.
Lewis.
Yes.
Hitt.
Yes.
Klein.
Yes.
All right. Now you're officially on the agenda. I know you feel a lot better about that.
What are we doing? What are we doing now?
This is the approved version of the back of the this edition. The second edition is not proceeding yet.
Or ever.
Or perhaps ever. Right. All right. So the changes actually highlighted, I had to highlight them on this set or circle. Right, so that the original plan had an eyebrow over this back, and they just and a 312 pitch on both roofs, and they're both much shallower than that.
This actual conditions out there don't allow for the higher pitch because of the windows. And then the reverse gable on this one was trapping all kinds of water back here, so it doesn't make any sense. This actually extended out even, and this is a field change by the client. And I got to apologize. My team ran forward with this. So they shouldn't have.
This plan isn't up to date in that regard?
No, it is. It is? Okay. Yeah. So this section filled in because the homeowner wanted to screen all of this now rather than just this. And so they had my guys do it, and then they didn't re-loop back through here. So I apologize for that.
Okay, so they've...
There was padding there. All they did is extend the overhang, but there was always hardscape there.
Okay. Is there a reason that the roof slopes match one another on either side? Even if they're 1.5 and 12?
I mean, I don't think visually you would ever be able to tell the difference.
I mean, they're like over that. They're different distances out, so I don't think so. We're trying to get maximum pitch away from that window. Mm-hmm. So that's just where they work out, to where we still have a little bit for snow, so you're not backing up behind the flash.
I mean, it's the back of the house anyways.
Yeah.
It just seems odd that you would have put them in.
It's just whatever.
Both could be 1.5 and 12. Are the distance of the slope this one?
I mean, me personally as a builder, I'd always go towards more slope if I could.
So this is a deeper.
This segment is a little bit shallower. That's why I count 212. Okay. I mean, it's mm-hmm. there's less run over this one.
Okay.
This one has more run out. That's why the difference.
And this is all screened.
Yeah, it's now going to all be screened with automated drop down screens.
Well, that would be the only kind of screen I would do.
Yeah.
What's the roofing material then? At the 1.5?
This is EPDM. Uh-huh. In the wood, the weathered wood to match everything that's on here. And then this one actually is the shingle. Because you can actually, with certainty, if you put grace underneath it, you can do the shingle at 212.
But it's the same color?
Same color.
Right.
Yeah, same grain.
Yep.
Fantastic. Well, I think they should tear it down and start over again.
I had the red sticker ready when I mean to.
Yeah, I was not happy when I heard that the guys did this. So I apologize.
Understood.
Easier to ask for forgiveness than
permission.
We've got a schedule.
Well, I know what they were doing.
And we're going to keep to the schedule.
The homeowner has us under a tight schedule. And I know they were trying to do right by that homeowner, but that wasn't
the
right
way. That's the way it always
is. Yeah.
Approved under the condition that the basketball court is completed.
Yes.
That'll get them.
Yeah. Yeah, we'd have to
really
back.
Want that.
We'd have to come back through for that anyway, because I know he's making. If he goes through with it, he's going to make modifications again. So,
and that's
I'll
gonna
be back through if we do.
That's going to be probably a $200,000 component.
Yeah.
To have that on.
Yeah.
All right, motion.
He's made the motion.
That is a fallacy.
That's the real motion.
Oh, condition wasn't really a part of the motion.
You need to hold your finger when you're just joking. So everybody.
Without being visually recorded here.
And not this finger.
No. All right. Is there anybody
gotten me in trouble before?
Want to make a motion? To approve the plan as revised?
I'll second.
You're second. Any other comments?
Good luck.
Good luck.
Lazar.
Yes.
Newland.
Yes.
Lewis.
Yes.
Hitt.
Yes.
Klein.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Very good.
Good luck.
You feel better now?
I feel so much better. Validated this business.
I feel better. I feel better about it.
Together, I appreciate your willingness to.
I appreciate your willingness to
put them all.
To look at this today, this came up late last week. They had to get plans to me immediately, just to have the opportunity, the possibility of not being on hold for another 3 weeks on this job to talk to you about these two changes. So, That's why I threw it under my stuff.
I want to pass along a normal quote. We want to be customer friendly.
Some of you do. Yeah. Some of you are firemen.
Didn't say that. I'm not sure what that means.
He means
some of us are firemen.
Not sure what that means.
Just out of curiosity, when you arrive at a scene with a false alarm going off, why do you break the largest window to gain entry?
They have axes.
Where's the most expensive door?
They need
all right, Chief
practice.
Building Officials Report. Keep you guys on track. That's a
struggle here today.
Well, that's what happens when mom's not here.
All right, Bob. We don't have anything scheduled for our next planning commission meeting.
So are we canceling that now or no?
Well, we will be back, I guess, to discuss the barbed wire.
The barbed wire.
You can wait till June.
Okay. All right.
There's no
at the moment, we don't have anything else that has come forward.
We don't have any barbed wire going up.
So we have any barbed wire.
We'll wait for the mayor to cancel it, but I expect it will be canceled.
Okay. We'll wait for the mayor to confirm.
Okay, but she is back when?
In time for the meeting, it won't happen.
Exactly. I think we should probably cancel before that. It is so that
as acting chairman.
Well, you know what?
Right.
Let's cancel the meeting. We'll tell her.
Let's cancel.
Many of us have done this now for a number of years. There's certain comments that are predictable. Brian will always talk about the height. And I usually talk about the length of the grass at this time of year in our good and welfare when, you know, that the service department is being vigilant, making sure that we don't have impromptu meadows and marshes in our neighborhoods.
In my building department, we call May high grass.
Yeah.
It's just.
Do you know what? A lot of teachers are in the grass maintenance business, and they don't get out until after school's out. I found this out from personal experience.
Or the kids are still
in school. The workforce has not returned from college, or whatever. It's tough. And of course, you have April showers.
We are no longer an agrarian society.
What's that?
We are not an agrarian society anymore.
Really. Nonetheless, we are an agrarian society.
All right, so Bob, can you answer that question?
I can. I can tell you what's going on. We are, and have been for about 10 days or so, looking at high grass. What we're actually doing, we have drawer tags that we leave now with notes, you know, and it's helped a lot just to be able to tell somebody this is an issue with your car, whatever, not, you know, give them a few days, and most of those get complied with without a formal letter. So we're going to do the same thing with grass, although at this point you have to remember that it's not a violation until the grass is 8 inches high. All right, so we're leaving drawer tags on things that are, you know, that we know is too wet for them to cut. And we're just kind of, you know, priming the pump.
But it's not 8 inches, right?
And they're not 8 inches. So we're on that now, and we will be through the whole.
We're supposed to have it knee high by the 4th of July.
Oh wait, that's
corn.
Never mind.
Exactly. My bad.
We don't need.
Well, I guess my question would be, why would you even do that until it's not 8 inches?
Well, the ground is kind of
because the next time they go around, it will be.
We're watching.
Because it allows
Big Brother's
us
watch
literally to be
proactive,
consumer friendly. We get to go out and say, listen, your grass is high. You know,
I would have to argue that that would, to me, would not be consumer friendly. I would say that you're interfering with my
right to grow high grass.
No,
I like my grass at 6 inches.
And you can ignore us if you want. Most people, you know, they appreciate getting a knock on the door or a note on the door rather than a violation letter.
Because
when we send a violation letter, we have to cut it 2 days later. 2 days. If they haven't cut it. So we'd much rather do this, you know.
Another topic?
You can really spin that, though. You could really spin that, like, hey, are you doing okay, Judd? Yeah, I'm fine. Like, I don't know, you're grassy and high.
We're worried about it.
The trails. Is there an intention to fill in the spaces along the trails, either with grass or with, because right now,
they're seeding everything.
You are seeding everything?
Yeah. I mean, you have to understand.
It's good grass ground,
brother. Under my jurisdiction, I know of them only kind of by osmosis. I have the plans in my office, but I don't have anything to do with it. But I know that they are, they're spraying the grass seed once the grading is finished.
Okay.
So the
grading isn't completely finished everywhere that he's been.
Oh, no.
No, not even
that,
close.
That just like the placement of the paths themselves, it's all piecemeal.
I just listened to the man or woman in the streets. If I tried to use those, I almost killed myself. I fell off. Well, you're not walking straight. You should walk on the sidewalk. You shouldn't be veering off the sidewalk. Sorry. Trail.
She's being thrown off by the meandering.
They are walking straight. Excuse me, you're meandering.
It's the Neanderthals.
Yeah, they're walking straight. It's the sidewalk.
All right.
Maybe they aren't walking
so straight.
They're
going to trails.
How would you?
All right. Anything else?
Just curious. Along with the grass, is there, dandelions are kind of a big problem, too. Is there anything that you do with those?
Not separate from the grass. It's any, any noxious weeds.
It's just a height issue.
It's basically just a height issue, at least as far as I enforce it. We just limit it to the height issue.
Dandelions.
I got to go home and snip one.
That's really interesting. That's the first time I've heard that one.
7.5 inches. I'll be back.
Dead right there. I can't believe I'm not moving here.
My neighbor likes them.
I know. I like them. Anyway, moving on. Wow. Anything else?
Yes.
How are we doing on the fit-outs for the office at Pinecrest? Are we all wrapped up with that? Do
you
have those issues?
I think most of them are done. I haven't asked recently what percentage is left. And I haven't been tracking that interior by floor. I know we've got another set of plans coming, but there can't be too much space left in either of five. I think 6 is full. I think 5 is got to be nearly full.
I have another dumb question.
And Phillips is wrapped up?
Pardon?
Is Phillips done? Wrapped up? CFO?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah,
it's what, about 100, 120 employees?
I don't know. They've got the whole third floor and maybe 10% of the second floor, so they're pretty good size. They're the biggest one down.
Well, they have a CT scan.
Is Rip on again?
I heard a couple months ago that Red was going to be resubmitting the plan. I was called last week by the architect who... Fred
Margulies.
Fred called me to ask what I knew about what was going on. The architect who prepared the original plans. I said they haven't sent me anything because he would like to get his deposit back, which he doesn't get back until they either build it or withdraw it. Mm-hmm. So at this point, I'm
waiting. And are they crunching his fees out of the trustees of bankruptcy trustee?
So I only know that people are asking, and I don't know what really means.
Who's bankrupt?
Red filed for protection.
Mm-hmm. Did they really? Quite a while ago.
Allegedly because of the commitment to Pinecrest.
Really?
Allegedly.
Wow.
That is a one-sided lease, then.
Who reviewed that?
You don't represent?
All right. Any other questions, comments, building inspector's report?
Okay. Yeah, the bankruptcy trustee hasn't come for the deposit. That's good.
Mm-hmm. All right, any other topic for discussion? All right, minutes? April 16th. Motion to approve.
Second.
Call roll.
Lazar.
Yes.
Newland.
Yes.
Lewis.
Yes.
Kitt.
Yes.
Klein.
Yes.
All right.
This took much longer than last time. Just so you're right. I'm disappointed.
There was an additional item on the agenda.
Yeah.
I reserve the right to be disappointed at Brian.
We had the barbed wire issue.
We stopped the band.
What does maintain mean?
Yeah.
Well, just I had fun.
Have we talked about grass and I had the lions? And
do you know the last time I've been stumped by a question in a meeting?
You are not like James in Jeopardy.
I am.
Yeah, but you got to phrase it as a question.
You're going home to study.
Steve. No, Steve.
Steve.
Yes.
You were here.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you were here when I was playing.
Anthony.
You're very good.
I have some of it on the recording.
We'll stipulate.
Do you really?
I started it early so I can listen. Good night, everybody.
Well, new barbed wire worse than rusty barbed wire?
Well.